Linda Lynch is here from KI Technology Group. She, of course, is the president's tech time here. And I'm not sure I know anyone who travels more than you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you enjoy the travel?
Sometimes, but sometimes it gets to be a little much when I have back-to-back weeks of travel.
It seems like every other week you're on the road.
Well, actually, I was gone last week. I'll be gone again this week. Mm-hmm. I leave again in the morning. So,
is that more to promote your business or more to learn about your business, or is it usually a combination?
It's more to learn. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'm going to conferences. I may be meeting with vendors. Last week I was participating with the CompTIA Board of Directors, so that's to promote the industry. So it's a variety of things.
Well, you don't need to promote the industry. We're coming to you, aren't we?
Promote the industry within the industry, or promote the industry. It's related to the DC fly-in that I did earlier in November. So it's to promote the industry outside of the industry, like to government.
Now, you know everything. What possibly could you learn by going on these trips?
I wouldn't say that I know everything. I still have a lot to learn, and there's a lot of ways that I can make my company better. And so a lot of the things that I'm attending, this week I'll be at High Point University meeting with Nito Cobain, and the topic could apply to a lot of industries. It's how to go from being Hershey's to Godiva in your market. So it'll be focused on how to do a better job of delivering the services we deliver to our customers.
Well, I had shot you an email, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about business and vacation travel using technology to manage your business. And I had a friend who's going to be traveling to the Outback Bowl, and it's going to be a working vacation. He wants to pretty much work 9 to 5 and attend all the alumni stuff and go to the game. And he was saying how he never thought about it. He's going to take his laptop and his BlackBerry with him. But he thought, wow, can I manage my business from there? And am I prepared to do that? And I thought I'd ask you that. What do we need to do to make sure we can travel and handle our business?
Well, it certainly takes a little bit of pre-planning, and there are several ways you can approach that. I can pretty much travel and use my laptop. Some of the applications that we use are accessible through the internet, so I can use them from anywhere, just like I can in the office. Other things that I do, I need to be sure that I have the documents that maybe I need to work with on my laptop. Although if I don't have them, I have a number of tools I can use to remote back into the office and pull the files I need.
And that was a specific concern that he had to look into, is how he could access his home computer, his files and whatnot, and there are different services that allow you to do that.
Right, and if the laptop is not what he normally uses, then he may well set up another computer in his office or his home office, whatever it is, so that he can access it using maybe something like LogMeIn that would let him access that computer and work through the laptop on that computer. That would be another way to address it. And of course, the cloud solutions that we've talked about a couple of times would let you access the same desktop that you access in the office from any device.
Now, my wife has found an easy way. She's got a tablet and she loves that thing, but she took her Droid phone and made that, and I can't think of the term, the access point.
A hotspot.
Yeah, she made it a hotspot. She loves that because she can use her GPS for that and everything for that, no matter where she goes.
And I don't use my phone as a hotspot, but I will tether my phone to my laptop and connect to the internet that way frequently. Like if I take the train to Chicago, that's how I work. So there's things like that are possible.
All right. So for people who need information on this, we can't do it ourselves. Instead of going to a million different places, we can come to KI and you can help us. How do we do that?
Well, you can give us a call at 333-6540 or visit us at www.kitechnologygroup.com.
I'm just curious, what did you learn on your last trip that you thought, why didn't I think of that? Or I didn't know that. Or I know that will help KI.
Well, my last trip wasn't really a no, it would help KI kind of trip. I was in Miami. We met at the Terramark Data Center, which is a huge facility that brings in satellite fiber as well as submarine fiber lines into one location in Miami. So it is the main way that Latin America connects into the internet is through this data center in Miami. It's carrier agnostic, so there are a number of different carriers that have service into this data center. It's a Tier 4 data center, which is the most secure and the most robust of the data centers that are scattered around the world. So it was very interesting to see how they set that up and how they monitor what they're doing there.
The KI Technology Group is in East Lansing. Linda Lynch is the president. You've been listening to KI Tech Time. All of our computer goods and services we get through KI Technology. We highly recommend them, and I always learn something from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.